Before we dive in, I need to mention that this entire episode is AI-generated, including the voices you're hearing. Today's fictional sponsor is MindBridge Analytics, a completely made-up platform that claims to translate advice across cultural contexts. And please fact-check anything important from our conversation, as some details might not be accurate. I'm Marcus, and today I'm joined by Elena, a cognitive linguist who studies how people process instructions and guidance. We're tackling something that feels both simple and impossible. Can advice ever be directly applied, or must it always be interpreted by the receiver?
Thanks for having me, Marcus. This question fascinates me because it sits at this intersection of language, cognition, and human behavior. I spend a lot of time looking at how people actually process directives versus how we think they do.
What got me thinking about this was watching my teenage nephew completely ignore what seemed like crystal clear advice from his parents. But then I wondered, was he really ignoring it, or was he interpreting it through his own framework?
That's exactly the right instinct. From a linguistic perspective, every piece of advice carries both explicit content and implicit assumptions about context, values, timing. Your nephew isn't just hearing words, he's filtering them through his own experience and priorities.
But that makes me uncomfortable, honestly. It suggests that even the most straightforward guidance, like don't touch the hot stove, somehow requires interpretation. That feels like it undermines the whole point of giving advice.
Well, let's test that example. When you say don't touch the hot stove, you're assuming the person knows what constitutes hot, understands the consequences, and shares your risk tolerance. A chef might interpret that very differently than a child.
Okay. But there's got to be some advice that transcends interpretation. Basic safety instructions, mathematical procedures, emergency protocols. These seem designed to bypass individual judgment.
I'm curious about your background here. What's your stake in this question? You seem invested in the idea that some advice can be directly applied.
Fair question. I write training materials for organizations, and I'm constantly frustrated by how differently people implement the same guidance. I want to believe there's a way to craft advice that works universally.
That context helps. But consider this. Even mathematical procedures require interpretation. When I tell someone to add these numbers, they have to decide what these refers to, in what order, using which method. The interpretation might be automatic, but it's still interpretation.
Let me push back on that. If I say, add 2 plus 3, there's really only one correct interpretation and one correct answer. The receiver isn't bringing their own meaning to that advice.
But they are, though. They're interpreting 2 and 3 as specific quantities, plus as a particular operation. And they're assuming we're working in base 10. A computer scientist might think in binary. A philosopher might question what 2 even means.
You're being deliberately obtuse. Yes, at some abstract level, everything requires interpretation. But there's a practical difference between advice that has clear, actionable steps and advice that's inherently subjective.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I think the distinction you're making is real, but it's about degrees of interpretation, not the presence or absence of interpretation. Some advice leaves more room for individual judgment than others.
Okay, that's a more reasonable position. So we're talking about a spectrum. But I still think there's something qualitatively different about procedural advice versus, say, life guidance. One aims to eliminate interpretation, the other expects it.
Let's explore that. Think about medical instructions. Take 2 pills twice daily seems procedural, but patients interpret it wildly differently. Some take them exactly 12 hours apart, others just morning and evening, some with food, some without.
But that's a failure of the advice giver, not evidence that all advice requires interpretation. Better instructions would specify the timing, the conditions, the exceptions.
They, though, how specific can you get before the advice becomes unusable? Take it 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. with 8 ounces of water, unless you're traveling across time zones or working night shifts, or at some point, you need human judgment.
You're describing a practical limitation, not a fundamental truth about advice. In theory, you could specify every contingency. It's just not efficient to do so.
I think you're missing something crucial here. The receiver's context isn't just noise to be eliminated. It's essential information for applying the advice appropriately. Perfect specificity might actually make advice worse, not better.
How could more precision make advice worse?
Because it removes the receiver's ability to adapt the advice to their specific situation. Overly rigid instructions can lead people to follow the letter of the law while missing the spirit entirely.
Now that's interesting. Are you saying that interpretation isn't just inevitable, it's actually valuable? That the corruption of advice through individual filtering might improve its effectiveness?
Exactly. The receiver's interpretation process incorporates crucial information that the advice giver couldn't possibly have. Their risk tolerance, their resources, their specific circumstances.
But that assumes the receiver is a good interpreter. What about people who consistently misapply advice, who lack the judgment to adapt it appropriately?
That's a real concern. But even poor interpretation is still interpretation. You can't bypass that cognitive process. You can only try to influence it. Better framing, clearer context, more examples. But the receiver is always an active participant.
Let me try a different angle. What about algorithmic advice? When GPS tells me to turn right in 500 feet, there's no room for interpretation. I either follow it or I don't.
But you're interpreting constantly. What counts as 500 feet? Which lane should you be in? How sharp should the turn be? Your brain is making dozens of micro decisions based on context the GPS can't see.
Those aren't interpretations of the advice itself, they're implementation details. The core directive, turn right, is unambiguous.
Is it though? Right could mean the first possible right, the most logical right turn, a slight right, a hard right. You're unconsciously choosing among those options based on context and experience.
I think we're getting lost in semantics. Let's step back. From your research, what actually happens in people's brains when they receive advice?
Great question. There's evidence that people immediately start integrating new information with existing knowledge structures. They're not just storing the advice, they're contextualizing it, evaluating it, connecting it to past experiences.
So interpretation starts immediately before they even try to apply the advice?
Right? And here's what's fascinating. People with different backgrounds literally encode the same advice differently. The neural patterns show distinct processing based on prior experience and domain expertise.
That suggests that identical advice becomes fundamentally different information in different minds, which undermines any notion of direct application.
I think that's correct. But here's where it gets complicated. This isn't necessarily a bug, it might be a feature. The interpretation process might be what makes advice actually useful.
Explain that. How does changing the advice make it more useful?
Because raw advice exists in the giver's context, not the receiver's. The interpretation process translates it into actionable guidance for the receiver's specific situation. Without that translation, the advice might be technically correct, but practically useless.
You're describing interpretation as a form of localization, like translating software for different markets.
That's a perfect analogy. And just like software localization, it's not just about language. It's about cultural context, available resources, different assumptions about how things work.
But software localization is deliberate and systematic. The interpretation of advice seems haphazard and unreliable. People might localize advice in ways that completely defeat its purpose.
Absolutely true. The process can fail spectacularly, but the alternative, trying to bypass interpretation entirely, might fail even more completely because it ignores the receiver's reality.
This is making me reconsider something. In my training work, I've noticed that the most successful implementations often deviate from the official guidance. I always saw that as a problem to solve.
What if those deviations represent successful interpretation rather than failure to comply? What if the people who adapt the guidance are actually following its deeper intent more faithfully than those who follow it literally?
That would completely flip how I think about my job. Instead of trying to create interpretation-proof instructions, maybe I should be helping people interpret better.
What would that look like in practice?
I'm not sure. Maybe providing the reasoning behind the advice, not just the steps. Offering multiple examples of how it might apply in different contexts. Making the interpretation process more visible and systematic.
That sounds right to me. You're acknowledging that interpretation will happen and trying to guide it rather than prevent it. But there's still a tension here I'm struggling with.
Tension.
Well, if all advice must be interpreted, and if successful interpretation requires deep knowledge of context and intent, then what makes someone qualified to give advice in the first place? How can you guide someone else's interpretation if you don't know their situation?
That's a really uncomfortable question. It suggests that advice giving is fundamentally presumptuous. You're claiming to know what someone else should do without fully understanding their circumstances.
But that can't be entirely right, because we do see successful advice all the time. Mentorship works, coaching works, teaching works. So there must be something legitimate about cross-contextual guidance.
Maybe the value isn't in the specific recommendations, but in providing frameworks for thinking about problems. The advice giver offers tools and perspectives that the receiver can apply to their own situation.
I like that distinction. It's less do this specific thing and more, here's a way to think about this type of problem. The interpretation becomes more obviously central to the process.
But even frameworks require interpretation. Someone with an engineering background might interpret think systematically very differently than someone with an artistic background.
True, but maybe that's okay. Maybe the goal isn't to control the interpretation, but to offer something valuable to be interpreted. The diversity of interpretations might actually multiply the value of good advice.
You're suggesting that advice works best when it's designed to be adapted rather than followed. That feels like a fundamentally different philosophy of guidance.
Right. And it changes what we should expect from both advice givers and advice receivers. The giver's job is to offer rich, adaptable insights. The receiver's job is to interpret thoughtfully and appropriately.
Which implies that receiving advice well is actually a skill that can be developed. Most people never think about how to be better interpreters of guidance.
Exactly. And maybe that's why some people seem to benefit from advice while others don't. It's not just about the quality of the advice, it's about the quality of the interpretation process.
This conversation has completely shifted my perspective. I started thinking interpretation was the enemy of good advice, but now I'm seeing it as the mechanism that makes advice work at all.
I'm feeling that shift too. I came in focused on the cognitive inevitability of interpretation, but I'm leaving with a much richer sense of why it's actually essential for advice to be effective.
But I still have this nagging worry. If interpretation is so central, and if it's so variable, how do we maintain any standards for what counts as good advice? How do we prevent it requires interpretation from becoming an excuse for vague or unhelpful guidance?
That's the key tension, isn't it? We need advice to be adaptable enough to work across contexts, but structured enough to actually provide value. Too rigid and it fails, too flexible and it becomes meaningless.
Maybe the answer is that good advice explicitly acknowledges its own limitations and assumptions. It says, here's what I'm assuming about your situation. Here's what might be different. Here's how to adapt if those assumptions don't hold.
I like that approach. It makes the interpretation process collaborative rather than hidden. The advice giver and receiver are working together to find the best application.
So we're not asking whether advice can be directly applied. We're asking how advice givers and receivers can collaborate most effectively in the interpretation process.
Which suggests that the best advice might be the kind that teaches people how to interpret and adapt guidance, rather than just providing specific instructions.
I think we've stumbled onto something important here. The question isn't whether interpretation can be eliminated, but whether it can be improved. And that changes everything about how we should think about giving and receiving advice.
I'm left wondering, if interpretation is both inevitable and valuable, what would change if we started teaching it explicitly? What if we treated how to interpret advice well as a core life skill?
That might be the most practical insight from our entire conversation. We spend so much time trying to give better advice, but almost no time helping people become better interpreters of the guidance they receive.